From the Hope 205 Studios, a Joe Louville Productions studio venture.
Imagine a workplace where leaders focus on empowering their teams, where the growth and well-being of people are at the heart of every decision. This isn't a distant dream. This is Activating Hope.
A strong professional brand differentiates you in a competitive job market, builds credibility and trust, positioning yourself as a thought leader and a go-to expert in your field. Utilizing tools like LinkedIn can help boost your visibility and facilitate networking. By developing a strong LinkedIn profile and presence, you can open doors to new opportunities, promotions, and career growth. During this episode of Activating Hope, we'll discuss how to brand yourself for success. Courtney Emery, MBA HRM, is a dynamic HR manager and career strategy coach with 12 plus years of experience in progressive HR roles. As an HR practitioner, she is passionate about building an effective workforce, employee relations, conflict resolution, championing DEI in the workplace, and implementing impactful HR strategies. In addition, as a career strategy coach, Courtney leverages her HR knowledge and personal experience navigating a successful career in corporate America to help others achieve their career goals. Courtney helps high-achieving professionals get noticed by employers and land their dream opportunity through tailored career coaching and personal brand development. We're excited to have Courtney on this episode of Activating Hope. Courtney, welcome. We are so excited to have you on this episode of Activating Hope. I'm a huge follower of yours on LinkedIn and read all of the fabulous things you are doing around professional branding. And I have to be honest with you, did not really know much about it until I started reading your post and just what you're sharing and putting out there. So I really want to open our discussion with, why should we have a professional brand? I mean, first of all, I guess tell us a little bit about what it is or how you define it. And why is it so important that each one of us think about having one for ourselves?
Yeah, well, Hope, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here today talking about this really important topic. Really, it doesn't matter where an individual is in their career journey. Having that professional brand is going to help attract the right opportunities that they're seeking directly to them. And so really, in today's fast-paced competitive job market, having a strong professional brand is more important really than ever. It's no longer enough to simply just have the right skills and experience. You really need to work on actively communicating your value and what differentiates you in the market. And so a well-crafted professional brand not only helps you stand out, but also helps you build trust and credibility, making you that go-to expert in the field that individuals are finding you and reaching out to you, or they understand that you have a certain skill set or value that you bring to the table. So that's really what makes having a professional brand so important today.
So what would you say then are the key elements of an effective professional brand?
Yeah, really, it's one, having that value proposition perfectly defined. So what differentiates you in the competitive market? What do you bring to the table? What are your skills and expertise? So you're going about actively communicating that to your network. My preference is LinkedIn. Of course, there's other social media platforms as well. But when you're talking about career and career advancement and development, LinkedIn is pretty much the go-to for that. Again, it builds that credibility and trust. So if you are establishing a consistent and authentic professional brand, you're building trust amongst potential employers, colleagues, and industry leaders. It can help you also develop being a thought leader. So, a well-crafted brand positions you as an expert and a thought leader, opening doors, maybe to even speaking engagements, partnerships, other career development, growth opportunities. And of course, very important, it helps with your overall visibility and reach. So as you're talking about topics that really define your value add and what you bring to the table, it helps attract individuals to you that are also interested in those topics or either looking for someone with those particular skills. And so expanding your visibility and reach, allowing you to kind of reach outside of your actual circle and network and expand that even further.
Well, and that's a great point. And that really leads me to kind of my next question, talking about how does this professional branding help us in networking and building relationships, because I don't even know if this still exists, but I know when I was doing presentations on networking a while back, it was the 30-second elevator pitch, you know, that you had to have ready, that when you went into this networking thing, you had to have it, you know, you need to have it memorized. You need to be able to know when someone says, what do you do or what are you about? So how is that different than maybe the 30-second elevator speech? And if we're going to a networking event, how might someone know, or how might I showcase my professional brand, I guess? Like, how do I go about that?
Yeah, so I would say definitely having an elevator pitch is still important and crucial, especially when you're talking about those face-to-face, in-person networking opportunities. What's different about LinkedIn and building that professional brand on a social media platform is it has to be, it's more so long-term. So it's you consistently showing up, you consistently adding value to your network, you consistently communicating what your skills and expertise are, you consistently making those outreach connections, things like that. And so the 30-second elevator pitch is still the goal. That's your bread and butter. But then when you're taking that 30-second elevator pitch and you're expanding it out over a strategic approach on your LinkedIn presence. So it's more of a long-term strategy. How am I constantly communicating? What are my skills? What am I bringing to the table? What are my areas of expertise and networking through the platform?
Interesting. Well, can you provide an example for us, like of your professional brand, when you go out and you're networking mm-hmm. and you're this, you know, career strategist coach that's helping people through this? What do you say about that? Like, what does it look like? What's an example?
Yeah. So, you know, when I'm out and about and I'm networking in person, I communicate, one, that I am an HR professional. So I am full-time employed as an HR manager. So I get that message across. And then I go into and I utilize the skill sets I've learned from being in a professional HR practitioner capacity, along with my own experience of navigating my own career successfully in corporate America. And I've leveraged both of those different areas to build my career strategy coaching business. And so that's what I'm communicating when I'm out and about and I'm networking with individuals. I want them to know that I have this skill set as an HR practitioner, but then I'm also leveraging that to help others who are looking to either level up in their career or, you know, maybe even switching industries, and how they can effectively navigate those transitions.
Excellent. So, you know, there's always mistakes that people make when they go about doing these things for the first time. So what might be some common mistakes that people make and what to avoid when we're putting together our own professional brand?
Yeah, I would say a big mistake is being inconsistent. And I struggle with this as well, where it's just my posting cadence. Maybe I'm not doing it frequently enough, or, you know, things like that. But it's not even just the posting. It's also with your overall messaging. And so whenever I am on LinkedIn and I'm engaging on the platform, I'm keeping it very centered to what my goals are for utilizing the platform. So one is to communicate my expertise as an HR professional and HR practitioner and being a leader in that space. But then it's also on communicating the value I bring to my clients. So providing valuable resources, tools, my top three suggestions for, you know, resume building or things like that. So I'm providing that value to my network. And again, I'm trying to communicate overall that I'm leveraging my experience as an HR professional and my experience navigating my career and how I can then translate that out to my clients and to people who are interacting on my social media. So it would be inconsistent of me to then post about, you know, something completely unrelated to those topics. So it's inconsistent as far as timing, making sure you're regularly posting and engaging on the platform, and then being inconsistent with what your content is. So even if I'm posting something that's more personal, like recently I took a trip for my birthday, I still tied that content back in to my overall objective of HR leader, career strategy coach. So I took this well-deserved time off, but how did I make sure that my team was prepared for my absence? How did I make sure my clients were prepared for my absence? And then, of course, how does taking a time off and a break help make me a better leader, help make me a better coach? And so I want to tie all those back in, even when I am talking about maybe a more personal topic. So that's one mistake I see. Another one is people being too self-promotional. So of course you want to highlight the things that you're achieving and the things that you're doing well, but you want to also balance that with providing genuine, authentic value to your audience. And so again, I can post about a client's success and how I was able to help them reach that success, but I want to balance that with posts where I'm just communicating, hey, how can you build your personal and professional brand? How can you elevate your resume? How can you stand out in an interview? And providing that value to my audience as well. And then lastly, I would say another mistake I see is people just copying what they see other people doing. Again, the overall goal of building your professional brand is to build credibility, trust, and then authenticity. And so you can take inspiration from what you're seeing other people do, but also remember you want to bring your own voice into it and be authentic and genuine.
Absolutely. And so you have a good point about the posting, and I've heard different things about, like, and you mentioned consistency. How frequently should you be posting? I mean, how much is too much and how much is too little? And then what is just right?
Yeah. So LinkedIn actually recommends that you do about three different actions or at least three actions a week on the platform.
A week. Okay.
So that can include posting your own content. It can be commenting, liking, or reacting to someone else's. It could even be sharing someone else's content. And so I would say that's the sweet spot to start off with, to try to do at least three actions on the platform engagement-wise per week. And of course, you can build up from there. I think when you're just getting started out and you're maybe not as familiar with the platform, I think starting there is a good starting point. And then, like I said, you can build as you become more comfortable with what your messaging is, with what you want to communicate, and as you get more familiar with the platform.
Because I've just seen people post like 5, 6, 7 times a day. And I just feel like that seems too much. And, you know, and also the length. I call them scrollers, where there's posts where you have to, like, scroll. It's a very, very long post. Mm-hmm. Do you have any advice on just, like, the length of the messaging? Like, no more than a couple of paragraphs when you're posting these things? Are there some guidelines that you would recommend to people?
Well, I think just like in any other platform, you want to post content that is engaging. So if you are going to post something a little lengthier, making sure that the formatting kind of breaks it up. Is it bullet points? You know, I don't think anybody wants to read a full, you know, novel on a LinkedIn post. So how can you get your points across in the most visually appealing way, whether that is adding some type of other multimedia with it? So sometimes when I post things and I'm saying, hey, these are my top three things, I might have some type of multimedia element that is posted with it that kind of breaks it down into like point one, point two, point three, and you can kind of scroll through that. You know, so I would say I don't have a go-to format for it. I think you just need to be mindful. What is going to be engaging? How can I break the information up visually so that people want to take the time to read it versus just, you know, several paragraphs in a row?
Yes. And I've also heard, too, your reading rate goes up if you have some kind of picture or something. Because I know, you know, anything I've been posting when I'm speaking at conferences, I always try to put a photo. Because they say, even if it's of the logo of the conference, but just something that kind of speaks to, I think it catches people's eyes more than just the verbiage.
It catches people's eye and it increases your visibility. That post is visibility on the platform.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So how can our personal values and our professional goals be aligned in a professional brand? Because, you know, it's possible to have a personal brand and a professional brand. But like, how do we really, you know, how do you help when someone's maybe got the personal but not the professional? How do you help them merge that? Because, you know, we are one complete person and we value, you know, our values are our values. But how do you bring those together or help your clients
absolutely.
Bring them together?
So I would say you want to start by first identifying what are your core values and what is important to you. So like you mentioned, we're all the same person, you know, whether it's our personal values, our professional values, it all ultimately is who you are. So you want to start by identifying that, and then your brand should really reflect those values and how you present yourself. So I would say one example is, I'm a corporate professional. I want to continue to move up in my career, but also work-life balance is really important to me. You know, I have a family, I have a, you know, a child, I have other priorities outside of work. And so some of your messaging might incorporate how you are very interested in continuing to leverage your experience to meet new challenges. However, you're also communicating that I also have this other aspect of me, you know, being a parent or, you know, my home life, that's also very important and valuable to me. So I think your messaging can be, a combination of those two factors. You want to make sure that your messaging really meets your goals. So again, if career goal is your focus, you want to be showcasing your skills and experience that align with that and where you want to go. So back to that initial example, I want to continue to move up. You know, I'm on this corporate trajectory. I want to continue to move up in my career. And so I'm going to be highlighting my skills and the things that I'm doing, you know, in my work and professional life. But then I might also throw in there about how I'm taking a vacation day and how I'm using that time in order to, you know, spend time with my son or take him on a trip or to do, you know, X, Y, and Z with my family. So again, just really balancing the two sides of you, if you will, into a cohesive brand messaging.
Well, you bring up a good point, too, about the professional brand, like in the work part of it. How do you go about not LinkedIning it, but like, how do you do that internally in an organization when you're networking? I mean, we think about networking often as external, mm-hmm. but when we're internally networking, because let's say we want to stay with the organization, we want to move up, we want to go higher. How, you know, what are the ways that we go about that professional brand internally when we're not necessarily using the LinkedIn, but it's more of an in-person type situation?
Yeah, I would recommend for any leader, when you are meeting with your manager and you're discussing, you know, your career trajectory, one, I recommend for all of my clients to keep a list of your accomplishments. So big or small, as you're going throughout your career and you're racking up wins, I want you to keep a list of that, even if it's just a quick little spreadsheet where you document this is what I did and this was the result and this was the overall effectiveness of it. And so keep that list. One, I think it helps you just personally be able to look back and be like, oh my gosh, I'm that person. I'm getting things done. I'm achieving things. So it's a confidence boost, but also it helps better prepare you when you're having those conversations with leadership in your organization. You can really point to concrete examples and things that you've accomplished for the organization that really point to why you're able to take on more or why you might be ready to move up to that next level in your career. And so having those direct conversations with your manager, the leadership, letting them know, hey, I've accomplished X, Y, and Z. And letting them know what your goals are. So if your goal really is to continue to move up in the company, that shouldn't be a surprise for the leadership. Exactly. They should know that that is what you're targeting and what you're wanting out of your time there. That way, when they're having their internal conversations about succession planning or new opportunities in the organization, they are aware of what your goals are. And then you've also made it really clear to them, hey, I've accomplished these things and this is how I've added value to the organization.
I love that. I love that. So how do we know if we're being effective with this? I mean, you know, like I put a lot of things out on LinkedIn and I'm sure you get asked this question a lot too. It's like, well, have you got any business from it? Have you got, you know, so how do we know, at least from the LinkedIn part of it? I mean, internally it would be if we're getting those promotional opportunities or let's say we're getting those additional responsibilities, special projects, those kinds of things. But when we're just putting that out on LinkedIn, social media, how do we know if we're effective?
Yeah. So for starters with the LinkedIn, especially in your overall professional branding, it's not just the posting and engagement on the platform. It goes all the way back to just your overall profile. So first you want to make sure that your profile is fully optimized. So you're utilizing all of the available tools that are built into the platform. Are you taking advantage of the headline space? So when you see someone's profile, you see their name and then their headline underneath it where they can put, you know, what it is that they do. So are you taking advantage of that? Your About Me section, is that fully developed? Are you indicating what your experience is, your background is overall? Are you also telling the audience who might be, you know, finding your profile what it is you're seeking next in your career? Are you using the featured content section to really feature some of the success and achievement you've had in your career so far? Have you spoken at an engagement where there was video where you were able to showcase that? Have you posted or contributed to any articles or anything like that that you're able to showcase there? Your experience section, of course, needs to be fully completed where you're outlining what your successes have been in each area of each role that you've held, if you can be quantifiable. about those successes. Your skills, endorsements, recommendation sections completed. So you've requested recommendations from people that you've worked with. So your profile needs to be complete and fully optimized for starters. And then you also want to do the posting and engagement piece. And so one, if your profile is optimized, recruiters should be reaching out to you with opportunities because your profile is populating in their searches. So when they're looking for someone who has XYZ skill set, who've had this many years of experience, who have experience doing this, you should be populating as one of the people that fits that profile. So ideally, if that's happening, you'll have recruiters or hiring managers in your inbox with opportunities that align with what you're looking for next. So that's one metric that you can kind of monitor. Is that happening? If not, I might need to go back and look at my profile and see what adjustments and tweaks that I need to make in order to get that going. Another thing is just really paying attention to how your post is performing. So are you receiving likes, comments, shares on any of the content that you're posting? So if that is not happening, that's another sign that maybe we need to go back and make some modifications to our strategy there. Am I posting about things that people genuinely care about? Maybe it's that I haven't found my audience yet, but if so, if my connections, my followers are all people who are interested in these topics, then if it's not catching people's attention, what can I change? And so it kind of goes back to what you mentioned earlier. Do I need to add some type of multimedia element to the post to expand its visibility and reach, things like that? So keeping an eye on how the posts are performing, keeping an eye on your overall profile views. So all that information is very accessible in LinkedIn. You can see exactly who's viewing your profile. And so also looking into who is viewing it. So yes, I'm getting views, but what category do these individuals fit in? Are these recruiters? Are they hiring managers? Are there other professionals in the industries that I'm interested in? So really just paying attention to that as well. You can also ask for feedback from trusted colleagues and mentors. They can kind of tell you if your brand is how your brand is coming across. So maybe your intent is to come across as an expert in, you know, XYZ field, but when other people who know you are viewing your profile, that's not the messaging that they're receiving. So asking them, like, how is this branding coming across? And then making tweaks if it's not coming across the way that you're intending it to. So well, I think those are all some good ways to kind of measure the overall effectiveness.
Well, and I have a question, and this is a personal one for me too. And I've always struggled with this. When you see that people are looking at your profile, and you know, some of them in our world, for me in leadership development, it'd be HR people. And it said the following people are, you know, looking at your profile or checked your profile. And I always struggle, do I connect with them? Because I'm not connected with them. They're just viewing my profile for whatever reason. I don't, you know, I have no idea. So I personally have not reached out when I see that. Like these five, you know, HR professionals viewed your profile and connected and said, hey, I saw you viewed my profile. You know, do you need anything? So what is the etiquette on that with professional, you know, because it's like, well, obviously they may have been looking for something, but mm-hmm. I just really haven't heard any guidelines around that. So I'm curious if you have any.
Yeah, I would say it really depends, again, what your goals are. So If I am a job seeker and I notice that a recruiter has viewed my profile, then I might think, okay, let me take the next step and send them a direct message. Maybe they have an opportunity that I'm interested in, and this is my opportunity to reach out and connect with them since I see that they're interested in my profile. Likewise, if it is maybe just a colleague that you, you're interested, you follow them maybe, but you haven't really actually interacted with them, that could be a good opportunity just to go to their profile and look at their recent post and interact with them that way. Again, the goal really with this engagement is to build authentic connections and being, you know, authentic and genuine. And so if I see someone is looking on my profile and I haven't necessarily spoken to them or haven't necessarily directly introduced myself to them, my next step might just be to go to their profile and engage with their content. That way they're seeing my name pop up on their feed now. And then maybe, you know, later on, if I do send them a direct message, it's more of a warm introduction versus kind of like a cold calling type situation, because now I've interacted with you, we've maybe exchanged over a post, and so now this other interaction seems like a continuation, a furtherance of that versus just kind of out of the blue.
That's great advice. That's really, really good advice, because I, you know, you always struggle. You don't want them to think you're like stalky, like, oh, I've been looking at who's doing it. But of course you are, because like you said, you want to find that out. But then it's like, when do I engage? So I love that, mm-hmm. of kind of following them a little bit. They see you again, and it kind of keeps you visible and your content that you're posting.
Hey, superintendents, school board members, principals, teachers, and educators of all kinds. Does your district or school have some room to grow, or could things go a little better in your school or classroom? Would you like for your kids to learn more and have a more engaging time doing it? Feeling like you need a secret weapon to tackle everything from high-quality instruction to robust professional development, maybe lesson planning or any other tricky challenges your school or classroom might have? We've got you covered at Educational Directions, celebrating 25 years of service in K-12 education. At Educational Directions, we're all about making your life easier. Want free tools to level up your teaching? Done. Looking for thought-provoking blogs full of fresh ideas? We've got those too. Need a customized program for your school's unique set of needs? We're the pros. Stop spinning your wheels and start winning in the classroom. Check us out at www.eddirections.com. That's eddirections.com. Educational Directions, your trusted partner in education. Always innovative and professional. Are you an artist struggling to bring your creative visions to life? Whether you're planning a multi-country tour, mounting a play at a local theater, or recording your first album, Before the Applause is here to guide you through every step of the way. Authored by industry experts Joe DeCenzi and Joe Hanna, this groundbreaking book offers artists the fundamentals of project management paired with leadership skills crucial to getting your artistic projects over the finish line. Unveiling Before the Applause, your ultimate guide to project management for artists.
So if I were to come to you and I like have no idea where to get started, I really don't know. I just don't know where to begin. What, like, walk me through the process of when a client comes to you and they call you and they say, Courtney, I need to find me a professional brand. Like, what is your process with helping? What are the stages, I guess, is a better way to ask you.
Yeah. So my overall career coaching program has about 5 steps to it. Step 1 is really what I consider to be the foundational, most important step, and that's really gaining career clarity. So before you can go about building a professional brand and updating your resume and starting a job search, you first really need to know what it is that I'm seeking in my next career move. And so, you know, before I can build my overall professional brand on LinkedIn and go out there and start engaging, networking, I need to know, what am I seeking next? Am I looking to move up in my current company? Am I looking to move out of my current company into another role? Am I looking to switch industries completely? You know, we need to really define what that next step looks like. And so then once we have that piece together, then we can start building what our professional brand will look like around that. So we've kind of gone through a lot of different exercises. We've already figured out what our value add is, what it makes us unique in the market, what roles we want to be targeting next or opportunities we want to be targeting next. And then we kind of develop an overall strategy from our LinkedIn presence, our resume, all those types of things to really make sure we're getting that messaging across. So the very first and most important step is, one, gaining that career clarity. If you don't have that, you really can't start the other steps.
Exactly. Yes. Very true. Very true. Awesome. Well, so do you go through then and look at their LinkedIn profile? And as you said, I would say in general, most people's are not complete. I mean, I know, speaking for myself personally, I need to go back in. You're, you know, really motivating me to go back and do that because I think that's important. But I mean, do you also look and give feedback on that? Like, you'll take and see what they've been doing and kind of offer them some suggestions of where they need to, like, make it stronger.
Yes, absolutely. So once we've defined career clarity and we've figured out where we want to go next, we really then get on the resume building and making sure the resume is really outlining experience and skills. And then the next stage after that is LinkedIn optimization. So I first start by really just teaching them about the platform, how they can best utilize it, how they can use it for networking, all the ins and outs and the functionality that's built into the platform. And then we go into actually building out their LinkedIn profile. So a lot of times what I'll see is that people have the settings a little too tight on their profile, where people can't get a lot of information about who this person is unless, you know, they are utilizing, you know, LinkedIn Recruiter or some other type of backend element of the platform to really view profiles. And that's doing you a disservice. You know, there could be individuals who aren't utilizing those backend LinkedIn services, but want to learn more about you. And so if your profile is not complete or it's so locked down where they can't get really a lot of detail about you, then that's not benefiting you, you know, in that space. So we focus on what are your settings of your profile, and then we go through each and every section. So are you using a banner photo? A lot of people maybe don't think that's very important, but when you click into someone's profile and it's visual, you know, right there, it looks incomplete. And so getting something up there, you can use Canva to really just, you know, for free to, you know, get some type of image up there with maybe your contact information. Are you utilizing the headlines? Are you, what is your About Me section state? Is it just a little paragraph that's like, oh, I'm, you know, ambitious and, you know, blah, blah, but doesn't really give a lot of like, right, if you will, about your background and experience and what you're looking for next. So we really just go through every single section. I also like to utilize specific keywords. So depending on the roles people are seeking, we want to embed specific keywords throughout your profile. Again, that helps you appear and populate in searches. So when someone's looking for someone with specific skill sets or a specific experience, those are in your profile for them to pull from and be able to find you. And so, yes, we definitely go deep dive into the LinkedIn profile and make sure that it is fully optimized to help, again, attract opportunities to you.
And do you recommend the premium? Like, I've gone back, you know, there's like the paid version of LinkedIn and just the regular version. I mean, is there a benefit that you found when you're really trying to help people around the professional branding to have the higher LinkedIn account because it just offers you more?
Yeah, I mean, it does offer you more as far as analytical information about, you can get more detail about who's viewing your platform, who's viewing your profile, and some other benefits built in. But I don't think it's a must have. I think if you're wanting that additional detail and it seems like something that could be a good value add for you, then absolutely. But I don't recommend it as a must have.
Okay, great. Well, are there any resources that you would recommend for people to just kind of maybe start diving in and processing that before they would come to you, where it's just like, I'm going to start exploring some of this because I know some of the questions that are possibly going to be asked of me around values. Are there any good books or, you know, videos or websites or things like that that you would recommend people check out to just kind of get that thought process started if you're struggling with where to go get started?
If you're struggling with where to go to get started, I would say first evaluate, are you crystal clear on what it is you're looking for? Because once you become very clear on what it is you're seeking, what it is you're wanting next in your career, your next opportunity, the messaging behind that basically writes itself. If you know that, you know, oh, okay, I am an HR professional right now and I'm looking to get into an executive level position. And also, it's really important for me to have good benefits, a work-life balance associated with that. Okay, there you go. That is your professional brand. You are at this level in your career. You're wanting to level up and get to the next level, but you're also very cognizant of the type of opportunities that you're going to be seeking. So if a job comes along and they're like, hey, you know, we can offer you this next level up. However, your travel is now going to be 75% of the time, and you're probably going to be averaging 60 to 70 hours per week. Does that align with my personal values? No. So that's not the type of opportunities I want to be attracting. And so once you're very clear on what you want to do, the messaging, like I said, basically writes itself at that point. Now it's just your job to get that messaging out there. So I would say if you're kind of diving into this and you're like, okay, well, I want to build my professional brand, but I'm really not sure where to start or what to do. Are you clear on what you want to do? And if that's the case, then I would direct you to come and meet with me.
Well, and you could totally help them. And I recommend this book quite a lot to people that I don't do coaching as you do coaching, but more along the leadership development line. But when somebody's really struggling as a leader to know, what do I want to do next? I've recommended What Color Is Your Parachute. Have you recommended that out to people before?
I have not, but let me add that to my reading list.
It is. I will say to you, because it's really a lot around figuring out, you know, I make the joke of what brings you joy. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's like not stuff, but life, like what brings you joy. And it takes you through some exercises on that value personal values. So I would just think that could be a great resource for people to jumpstart, to come to you and say, okay, now I've figured out what color I want my parachute to be.
Yeah.
Now, how do I jump out and fly with it? You know,
yes.
That's the hard next step. You know, it's building that, as you said. It really writes itself once you do that. But I just know I've recommended that book when people are just like, I don't know. I don't know what I want. You know, I don't know if it's the next level of leadership because to what you just said, the travel, I don't want to travel anymore. You know, and I see this especially with probably people in their mid-40s, 50s, really thinking about, you know, I don't want to do as much as I did before. You know, I want to enjoy it, but I also want there to be a good work life. I've stopped saying balance, but more integration.
Right.
And, you know, I'm seeing that. I don't know if you're seeing that as much after COVID. I'm seeing people really not wanting to dial it up as much. It's just dial it, you know, to a nice volume where they can live a whole life. And have you been seeing that too?
No, I have been seeing that people are wanting to move up to the next level in their careers. They're wanting maybe more responsibility, but they also want to be able to enjoy their lives. I like what you said, finding joy. When I'm like defining, you know, okay, what is my next dream career or dream opportunity look like? It's not necessarily financial. It's not necessarily position title. It's a whole combination of factors that make up what a dream career or dream opportunity might look like. And that could just be having a really, really good work environment and culture. You know, for if you've been in an environment where you had a really, you know, not so great work culture or, you know, toxic work environment, that becomes almost more important than anything.
It does.
You know, some people might even be willing to take a pay cut in order to get there. And so, you know, really defining what brings you joy, what does a dream opportunity look like for you? And that can be very different from person to person.
It absolutely can. My dad has always said to me, do what you love and the money will follow. But rarely when I have chased the money was I ever really happy. And so it's like, you know, you just have to, you find what makes you happy, what brings you joy, and you can make money doing it. And that's, I think there's a quote by Oprah Winfrey is, if you find that, you'll never work another day in your life. And I love it. You know, it's like, you know, there's all these things though, even as much as we love what we do, you know, we have things that we have to do that we don't want to do. But I think the majority of it, you should be able to find something, you know, that like where your talents meet your values and those things out there. But it does take some self-work. And that's what it sounds like. You're really good at walking people through that of just, you know, how do I get there? How do I get there? So what would be then your best piece of advice for leaders listening to activate hope for themselves when it comes to starting to build their own professional brand?
Yeah. So really, I think it just goes back to the career clarity piece. I mean, I know I've mentioned that a couple of times now, but it really is the foundational piece of my program when I'm working with clients, really getting to that level set starting point of what is it that I care about in my next opportunity? What are the strengths and values and unique things that I bring to the table? And then what do I really want to be targeting in my next step? So once you have that clarity, the professional development piece kind of comes very naturally after that.
Wonderful, wonderful. So it truly has been a pleasure. I mean, I've learned a lot about, like, I definitely need to go check out my own LinkedIn profile. I'm like, I thought I was doing a good job. And then I'm like, it could be better. It could be definitely better. So maybe reaching out for you for that, for help. So if our listeners would like to engage with you, get started on building their own professional brand, what is the best way for them to contact you?
Yeah, absolutely. So I am on LinkedIn, Courtney Emery, MBA. And then also I do have a website. So you can find me at CourtneyEmeryCoaching.com.
Wonderful. Well, I cannot thank you enough for sharing your expertise, time with us today. I can tell you are great at what you do just by your energy and helping people find their own passion, find their own joy, their own professional brand. So thank you for sharing all of that wisdom with us today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for joining us on this journey. Now go activate your hope, and we look forward to seeing you next time.